Welcome to the third in this series of four podcasts. Join Bishop Tricia as she takes the four traditional themes of the season of Advent, hope, peace, joy, and love, and looks at their message for the times we're living in. Bishop Tricia's third reflection is all about joy. Joy beyond all joys.
The season of Advent is associated with watching, waiting, and preparing. How will we wait and watch and prepare? This week, we turn to consider the gift of Advent joy.
Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home.
The season of Advent is associated with watching, waiting, and preparing. Like Lent, it was a season during which those who were preparing to be baptized prepared themselves for that serious sacrament and that reorientation of life around Jesus Christ. We too, during Advent, are invited to prepare, heart and mind, as well as hearth and home. In this season, we're invited to watch and to wait for him who is coming among us again and to reorientate ourselves towards him. In this Advent course, week by week, we're considering the postures of heart, mind, and soul with which we wait. How will we wait and watch and prepare? We've thought together already about preparing with hopeful expectation and with peace that sustains. Now, this week, we turn to consider the posture and the gift of Advent joy. Joy, which is already blooming, even before what we wait for has fully arrived. And perhaps nowhere in Scripture is that joy captured so meaningfully and expressed more beautifully than in the words of Mary's song, which we know as the Magnificat. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices with God my Saviour." Now, Mary's joy is remarkable not because her circumstances are easy, but precisely because they're not. She is young, she's vulnerable, and she's overshadowed by uncertainty. Her future is unclear. She's been given a calling that's going to disrupt her life beyond anything she could have anticipated. In fact, her life was going to become harder, not easier. And yet she sings. Her joy doesn't come after everything is sorted out. It comes in the midst of the unknown. It's a joy rooted not in what she possesses already, nor how well her life seems to be going, but in whom God is and what God is doing. Mary rejoices because she recognises God's presence and that she's in God's presence. And she recognises that God is already at work. The Magnificat, though, is not simply a personal hymn of praise. It's also a proclamation, because Mary sees the mercy of God stretching from generation to generation. She sees God lifting up the lowly, remembering the forgotten, filling the hungry with good things. Joy for Mary is found in the realization that the world is being reshaped by God's love, beginning in her own heart. And she sings with joy that's intrinsically linked to God's justice. This Advent, then, I wonder whether we can begin to start looking afresh for glimpses of God at work day by day, week by week, and take the stance of curiosity, assured that God is steadily moving in ways that we might not fully see yet, and having seen, to join in with God's activity, that we might join with God in bringing joy and justice, that these might be shared. Now, Mary teaches us that joy is an act of trust. It's saying with our lives, I believe that God is present here. It's saying, I believe that God is working here now. I believe that what God has promised will come to pass. Joy is saying, I offer myself to join in this transforming joy being shared. So Mary's song is also an invitation to us. The joy she proclaims is not only hers, it's for the world. We too are called to magnify the Lord, to reflect, to enlarge, to make visible, to magnify, to make visible the presence of God in God's world. When we act with compassion instead of indifference, when we encourage instead of criticise, when we lift up instead of tear down, we're continuing Mary's song, causing joy to grow as it is shared. And as we were reminded last week in the Song of the Angels, this joy is for the whole world, that they know that God is here with them, for them. During Advent, then, our task is not simply to manufacture joy, but to notice it, to take joy and to notice God's joy in the world that he's made and the people that he's made and declared good, even very good, and to protect, to nurture, and to practice God's joy. To let joy rise in us as it rose in Mary is our Advent task, not as a response to having everything figured out, but as a declaration of trust in the God who is with us, the God who comes to us, the God who is making all things new. Mary sang and the Apostle Paul echoed, rejoice always. Not because life is always straightforward and easy, but because Christ is near. This Advent, may we take hold of the joy of the Lord that is our strength and that he has over all the world, that through this joy, this world he loves will be renewed and transformed for him. Let us pray. Jesus, Lord of all joy, help us to rejoice and open our eyes to the gifts of joy you give each day. Help us to take hold of the joy with which you see this world you have made and have over each of your children. Help us to share joy freely, that others may know your peace, your light, your hope, and your joy. Amen.
Bishop Tricia has prepared some notes to accompany each of these reflections, some questions for personal consideration or perhaps discussion within a group or with a friend or family member. And you can find these at our website, sodorandman.im. Thank you for listening.